Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is August 18th, 2008, the feast of Blessed William Porcher Dubose. One of the things that is most satisfying about the calendar of commemorations is the opportunity to encounter the lives of holy people of whom you had never previously heard. Perhaps that is the experience you will have when considering the man we remember today, William Porcher Dubose. Dubose was born in South Carolina in 1836 and attended the South Carolina Military College, also known as the Citadel, where he graduated in 1855. He also served as a professor of English at the college. While studying theology at the South Carolina Diocesan Seminary, the Civil War broke out. Due to his military background, he was commissioned in the Confederate Army and served admirably in combat, receiving 2 wounds and briefly being held as a prisoner of war. After his ordination in 1863, he gave up his combat command and took a commission as a chaplain. After the war, he was appointed a professor at the newly founded University of the South in Sewanee, Tennessee. He served there in various capacities until his retirement in 1908. He died on this day in 1918. But all of these achievements came in the context of a life spent actively seeking after the truth of the gospel. His almost mystical faith, grounded in the clear scholarship of German biblical criticism, included such beautiful passages as this one. God has placed forever before our eyes, not the image, but the very person of the spiritual man. We have not to ascend into heaven to bring him down, nor to descend into the abyss to bring him up, for he is with us, and near us, and in us. We have only to confess with our mouths that he is Lord, and believe in our hearts that God has raised him from the dead, and raised us in him, and we shall live. Let us pray. Almighty God, you gave to your servant William Porcher Dubose special gifts of grace to understand the scriptures and to teach the truth as it is in Jesus Christ. Grant that by this teaching we may know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us on August 20th at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of Blessed Bernard. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.